Hey, happy Thanksgiving. It's Jop from the Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. You're listening to the best of the Grilling Guys because Bob and I are trying to fill our freezers with some venison.
And now, back to the Grilling Guys show.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Jop.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, and Country with a Twist. We appreciate you tuning in. Don't know about where you are, but we got a little snowstorm, and it kind of changes the way we do things. But
kind of changes what you want to eat, too, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh. Yes, it does. Bob, we got a guest on the line.
Yes, that's right. I was recently introduced to this gentleman. He hails from Texas. His name is Calvin Harris, and he has all sorts of, I'd say, enterprises. But one that we want to talk about is his new product called Spiced Up. How are you, Calvin?
I am fine, thanks. Happy to be on the show.
Well, my friend Bob just tells me great things about you, and he's been a big proponent of yours, and I'm sure he's already tried some of your spices. We just got them this week, and I honestly haven't had a chance to use them. But tell us what you're up to in Grand Rapids.
Well, we came in for the International Food and Wine Show. I did ask Bob to control the weather. He didn't do too well for me right now. He's it's an interesting bit of weather that's going on right now.
Are you still out of Austin?
No, I'm out of Miami now.
Much better.
We've done. I'm originally from Texas, born and raised in Dallas, Texas, and which is where kind of my cooking roots really started. My father owned a barbecue house when I was a kid coming up, so. You know, back then they didn't call it child labor laws, but boy, I tell you, we would probably exploit it pretty early in life, you know.
And you're better as a result of it, right?
Absolutely. It was just normal stuff. My father had four boys, eventually five, and we were very much so a part of the process of making sure that wood got put into the pit and, you know, brisket was trimmed and all those other things happened before we could put that barbecue in the smoker all night.
And what part of Texas was that?
In Dallas.
In town? Okay.
Yeah.
Was it mesquite or oak that you were using?
No. So here's the funny thing. My father was really cute. You know, I think about it. So let me tell you a little bit about my background. So I'm a classic French trained chef. You know, I'm sort of a chef slash scientist slash, you know, entrepreneur. I've ran, you know, research and development at Arby's. You may have had Market Fresh back in the day. TGI Fridays were some of the Jack Daniel items. With Burger King, most recently large company, we did chicken fries and some of those items. So, you know, I went to Europe and studied under French master chef and worked in high-end restaurants. But then got back to, you know, working for these multi-billion dollar organizations and running research and development teams. And just a completely different world from, you know, definitely the high-end cooking as well as just, you know, dealing with barbecue.
Right.
But, you know, my father was cute. I'm saying all to say my father didn't realize that he was doing things that were food science-like, but it was just based on sort of instincts, right? And part of that was just having the right rub combinations. And my father's biggest thing was pecan wood.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't use hickory or mesquite. He liked pecan because
it's wonderful.
It wasn't as much of a punch in your face as hickory.
Right.
And he could, like, smoke it for a long time. And that was really kind of his secret. We trim them up a little bit, the briskets, and we'd really put a nice thick rub on them. And basically just put those bad boys in the smoker for anywhere from 10 to 12 hours at right around 225 degrees. And just kind of being able to master the science of being able to having the right heat source, right?
But you said it earlier, and I feel that a very big key to that, your temperatures are spot on. The pecan, I couldn't tell you how wonderful that wood is. But the spices or whatever you're putting on that meat now is going to have a very big impact because you've already got the temperature right. You're using good smoke. Tell us what you think about your spice blend.
Well, you know, let me just tell you that so the spice blends that I came up with were, you know, during COVID, everybody was coming to the house, right? As you can imagine, you know, restaurants were sort of closed down, not as much in Miami as in some other places around the country.
Boy, good time, you know, good time to know Calvin.
There you go. Trust me, I had quite a few visitors.
I bet.
And my house was the test lab for the neighborhood, it felt like. Everyone was coming by the house. Chef, will you try this? You know, it was everybody's sort of experiments in the kitchen. Because, you know, the whole thing is you get used to doing the same things. And, you know, the family got tired of eating those same meals. And
yeah.
I too, experienced that, right? So living at the house, you know, beyond the house, I'm the CEO guy, chef, blah, blah, blah. At the house, I'm the cook. I'm the house cook and the grocery shopper that needs to make sure everybody's eating well. So even me, even myself, it was kind of going through these challenges of, all right, we don't want to make the same thing every day. What can I do to sort of twist things up? And so part of the journey was I was continuously going to the grocery store, buying new spices every day. It seemed like I had a new set of spices. And my pantry was getting pretty full. And my wife started looking at me a little funny. And she said, do you have enough spices? I said, perhaps. And I realized that, well, why don't I make this a little bit easier for myself? Why don't I start pre-mixing these spices and come up with some curated blends that would fulfill the needs of, you know, various spice profiles.
The profile that you're aiming towards, like fish, chicken, beef, yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, I haven't worked in having some great relationships with companies who could source great high-end, high-quality spices, it was easy for me to be able to start playing and kind of turning my home kitchen into my little spice lab. And this is how we came up with these blends. You know, I wanted a house blend which could go on your vegetables, your eggs.
That's a good one, too. Vegetables and those are two great ideas. So you're up here. We're short on time. You're up here for the International Food Show, but that means that your product must be now available here somewhere. Tell us where our listeners in Michigan and maybe anywhere in the Midwest can pick up Spiced Up.
Absolutely. Thanks. We're at Meijer's grocery stores. You should be able to find this in your grocery sections of the grocery stores, and we're online. Obviously, if you go to Spiced Up Seasonings by Chef Calvin, you can find us both on Shopify, Amazon, and soon to be, you know, Kroger nationwide. So we'll start that in March. But local, Meijer should have the product, and if they don't, ask someone in the grocery to make sure that they do.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So real briefly, we got 1 minute left. Your dad sounds like he knew brisket. Texas has a lot of guys that say their brisket's the only way to do it. I guess Michigan does too. You're talking to one. But, so a lot of the Texans I knew would not trim, and they'd only use salt and pepper. Did you do differently?
Yeah, no. We like to trim a little bit. Sometimes if the fat was really, really hard up there, we'd like to just take just a little bit off. Because part of it, too, is when you're cooking at large volumes like that, right? Because we'd have anywhere from, 75, 80 to 100 briskets going at any one time on the rack.
Well, listen, so, I hate to cut you short, Calvin, but my producer's giving me the hook. Calvin Harris, Spiced Up Seasonings. You can catch him at the International Food and Wine Show in downtown. And, of course, you can pick up his products now at Meijer. Calvin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay.
Stay warm.
Thank you.